Initially, it came through to do a painting or a design for this exhibition at the German Parliament in Berlin. I've been exhibiting since 1984, so that part of the commission wasn't a problem. But then subsequent to that, I got the idea for a commission from Rosenthal, porcelain manufacturer, also in Berlin, to do a limited edition object and a coffee cup, an espresso cup. I had slight misgivings initially because I don't have much 3D practice to sort of draw upon, but after a few nights mulling over it as I was trying to get off to sleep, I had the brainwave of rushing up to Target the next morning and buying a soccer ball and cutting it up and seeing what it looks like deconstructed, and that's how the object had its genesis. The cup wasn't quite as difficult because I was supplied with a template, which is in fact a flat shape, slightly curved, and once you assemble it, it makes a cup. So at least I was able to work on a flat plane there, and I just drew on a few ideas that I was using in painting at that time, as you do, things that you're currently working on, and employed those motifs for the work at hand.
So with the football, you didn't have that template with the curves?
The brief was just to make a three-dimensional object with the head size limitations and so forth. So it really could have been almost anything. My first idea, I looked at the Rosenthal site and noticed that a couple of artists had simply made a flat platter and printed an image on it. And I thought, oh, whoop, yippee. That's easy. I'll just make a design and print it onto that. But then they sort of said, oh, no, actually, don't do that. We really want a 3D object. So that's where I started sweating on it a little bit till I thought of this idea of cutting the ball open and disassembling it. And it sort of is like a puzzle. It looks like a puzzle. It's pentagrams and hexagrams. The ball's constructed of those shapes. And over the surface of those objects, which are laid out, and it's a wall piece hanging on, I've put sort of cartoon eyes and so forth. And it's almost a metaphor for the eyes of the world on the ball, because after all the hype and all the money, everything else, it comes down to the artful kick of a ball trying to find the net. And I thought of all the eyes of the world on this ball, literally pulling it apart. The focus is so obsessive, so much interest from everybody, from the masses up on the stands and the media, people in their couches all around the world focusing on this massive event.
How did you transcribe the particular style, and do you feel you have a particular David Wadleton style that you could then bring across to something, a 3D object, the hexagons and pentagons? How could you bring that across, or did you have to adjust your style markedly?
Some adjustment was required, but no, I've been, as I said, exhibiting for a good long time, so there is a bank of potential ways of working and imagery and so forth that you can draw upon in these circumstances. As I say, just for a couple of sleepless nights with regard to the object, a couple of dead ends. But I think these kind of commissions are interesting, though, from that point of view, because it takes it outside your comfort zone. You're working in a way that's different from your day-to-day studio practice. So it's really quite stimulating.
Did you get a chance to speak to Rosenthal and say, okay, this is the type of ceramic that you want, or the round edges, or did you go to the factory or the design studio in Germany?
Whole thing was done over the World Wide Web. I never visited the factory. I had very little communication with them. It was quite strange. Initially, they discovered my work. I exhibited at the last Melbourne Art Fair, and they needed someone from Australia, I think. They're looking for someone from every continent. I looked at the art fair and saw my work, and then followed it up through the Tolano website, which had been launched around about the same time. They sort of expressed interest, and then this massive contract arrived. I would send off a design and then hear nothing for ages, months sometimes. It went over 2 years of it, the whole thing. And then they need it by next week. Okay. And then you send off the final design, and then you don't hear anything, and for ages and ages and ages. And finally, a massive box arrives, and inside it is the final prototype, the full thing in porcelain. Incredible. No, I didn't have this continual dialogue or factory visits or anything. I simply sent off an idea, and presumably there's a team of German artisans working on realizing my harebrained idea.
Did they get it right the first time?
Pretty much. They sent two cups, two copies of the cup, and one I didn't really like the cup so much. I liked the saucer of one and the cup of the other, and I said, so combine one and the other, and slight adjustment here and there. Then they sent the final prototype, and it was great. I mean, incredibly professional, as you can imagine, a company like that. And the object was, I was just thrilled when I got it in the mail. Right away, it was spot on. They'd initially sent a photograph of a cardboard mock-up on it, and I made comments and adjustments to that. And then the next step, months later, was this object arriving in this sort of huge carton.
And there's only a very short run.
For some inexplicable reason, they've decided on a worldwide edition of 49.
49.
Why 49, you might ask? I can't help you there. Ask Rosenthal.
Could be the number of goals Germany has ever scored in World Cups left-footed.
Probably.
Also, during the World Cup, you'll be exhibiting some more of your traditional media, which is painting. Can you tell us about this work?
It's going to be exhibited in the German Parliament in Berlin during the course of the World Cup. I'm very flattered because some of the artists are really well known, so it's great to be represented amongst those names. The imagery itself follows on from the kind of work I did at that particular exhibition I had at the art fair. It's popular culture imagery drawing on sort of these lavish advertising, silver ribbons and a lurid psychedelic background, and the flowers are daffodils. I looked somewhere at the German national flower as a narcissus, but I think it's a daffodil, basically. Mm-hmm. So there's daffodils. Advertising uses flowers, often symbolising all that's wholesome and good, so I thought I would do the same. And the football itself up in the corner there, it sort of looks almost like it's intergalactic, doesn't it? Because it has stars and sweeping clouds and things all over it, so it's almost like a world of football there.
Also have a large background in music.
Yeah, I've collaborated with an old friend, Dave Brown, which is coming out on a CD, well, it's out now, called Morpho. And it's, like my work, draws on a lot of popular culture references. And I've worked with Dave many years ago in the so-called new music scene in the late 70s and early 80s, centred around the Clifton Hill Community Music Centre and so forth. We played universities and pubs and released on alternate labels and things like that. And then I retired from it to concentrate on painting. Not that there was much to retire from. Heavens, it was the fringe of the fringe, let's face it. There was no money in it, but it was a hell of a lot of fun. But Dave pestered me for years. He said, come on, why don't we have a bit of, muck about, do some more. And with the advent of computer technology, it was sort of eventually talked me around to it. And I thought, we could do it. Some of the industrial sounds on there are just samples that I took of the subway trains in New York City and talkback radio. She's Out Big Man is a phrase I heard. I taped off a really tacky AM radio station.
Can you see bringing together all of these forms, all of these mediums at some stage?
The CD does it to a degree because I did all the cover artwork and so forth, and there is a limited edition version of it available that comes with an archival copy of the cover art, and it's an edition of 50.
49?
That's right. If only I'd known that was the magic number. It marries, the whole thing is kind of like, we call it pop art meets art noise, because Dave comes from this art noise background and I'm pop art. And so, that's the tagline for that. So in a sense, it kind of does. It marries the various threads of my work.